It's absolutely fantastic, Bryn. We've worked hard all years, nothing less than the boys deserve, to be honest. But you still had a, you've seen yourself there, St Junan's put up a massive fight, like, and so it was well deserved, but hard earned at the same time, you know.
You've powered through this championship, Gary, unbeaten, indeed beaten Unions in the very first outing of the championship. You've been setting the tone for it, coming in today here as big favourites, and you didn't let the side down. It was a game, I suppose, Unions hung in, took a while to get going. You know, it was four each after 17 minutes. You know, it didn't really get the championship spark, but it was goals. Once those goals started to go in for you, it only looked like it was going one way.
Ah, that's it. Look, we have a massive scoring threat there in goals. Like, so, you know, once them boys got the couple of goals, that sort of put a bit of daylight between us. But no, you take the goals out of it. You know, 2 years ago here, Unions beat us in the final, and it was probably, they got two goals that day, like, and that was really a difference in it. So, look, we have the hurlers on there. We know it wasn't really working the first half. The conditions weren't great there, like, it was showers and the ball slipping everywhere, you know, and so it wasn't much clean ball one, and but we knew if we keep getting the ball in, eventually one will stick, like, and we got the goals out of it, you know.
Yeah, and then that period, you hit 1-1, but then after that you had four wides and one drop short. Unions came back into it then. It was maybe the penalty at half time then was a massive blow and a massive boost to use, putting you in 2-6 to 7 up at half time. It was a good cushion, and even though I'd say you wouldn't have been happy with your finishing.
Because even we got the first goal, and I think that put us, I think it was level, and we got a goal, so put us three up. But I think from memory, I think Unions got the next two scores, you know, so that brought it back. The goal's only really worth a point, is anything. So that's something we would chat about all the time and work on that no. It didn't work today, like, but no, the penalty came at the vital time. But at the same time, you know, if it wasn't a penalty, our man was cleaning on goal for a goal anyway. So no, the goal came at a good time, just before half time, you know, and it gives you a great lift going on, like, so.
And in that second half, Gary, it got a bit feisty. It was 2-8-11. There was a goal in it. The game was in the melting pot at that. It was the first year to Rory Campbell goals. Rory, he stepped up, and that was a huge difference.
Rory's a class act, like, and, you know, last year we probably had Rory maybe out around midfield and on the half hour line, you know, and sometimes he wasn't getting on enough. No, Rory's one of the top forwards in the county team, like, so he's a boy we need to get on the ball, you know, as many times as we can. So it worked well, him and Jared Gilmore on side this year, you know, the two of them, two great targets. And look, thank God that they got a couple of goals out of it, and that gave us that breathing space over them.
It was typical corner forward play. The first one ducking inside his man, the next one coming around his man, just that burst of pace, and then the composure to finish.
Closer to finish it, but, you know, like any good cornerback should be, like, the Unions men were hanging off them every time, you know. They weren't making it easy for them. Like, a couple of good man markers on there, Sean Halvey and Ryan Hulford, and them boys, you know, they're all good hurlers, and the ball played County Hurling. So it was never going to be just a matter of turning up and scoring goals. Like, they had to work hard for them, and to be fair to Rory and Jared, they might miss one or get dispossessed for one or two, but they'll keep going and going, and, you know, we had every faith that they'd eventually get one or two, like, yeah, you know. Yeah. So
and of course the brilliance of Campbell and Gilmore, but it was man of the match, Stephen McBride. He took that trophy home.
His own tale, you know. Stevie's another class act playing County Hurling, and, you know, every ball, I don't know how he does it at times. There's times you think he's a yard behind the man, he just seems to get a wee stick in and turn it over. I lost count of many balls he came out for the day, but it's probably very unusual that a fullback gets man of the match in the county final. But look, that meant if he's the best player in the field, that meant we were right and solid at the back, so we'll take that all day, you know.
Yeah, and guys, just finally, it's a huge break now. I think so, we say it could be 12 weeks to your Ulster campaign. It's another season, basically.
Somebody else asked me there, I certainly haven't looked at dates, but I know last year it was the something like the 5th of November, the first round of Ulster, and we had 14 weeks last year. I think the final's 2 weeks later this year than it was last year, so I would imagine we've sort of 12 weeks around that, you know. And that's, you know, I'm sure you've played in Ulsters yourself, Brent. That's no preparation. Like, you know, we cried about it last year. Club put on a complaint, but it's no. It wouldn't matter. I would tell you the same thing if Unions had won today. You know,
yes.
It's no good. Like, because we're going to have to take a month off now. Like, because a lot of boys, we had 10 or 11 there in the county panel. They got 1 week off after their beating the Nicky Record final, and we've played 9 weeks in a row. Like,
yes.
That's tough going for anyone with a lot of niggle injuries and stuff. So it's not good, because we'll have to give them a month or 6 weeks off, and then when we come back, it's like a pre-season all over again. Yeah. You know, so
and Gary, just on that, I thought the way the season and last year was one off in terms of they couldn't pull the seasons together, but surely now every county must be ahead of the curve in terms of their championships are getting up to getting ready for Ulster time.
I don't know if it's a case they just want to get the hurling out of the way before the football championship starts next week. I know sometimes hurlers are seen to be crying about the, you know, poor me, we're always the worst off on it, like, but it's not good enough. There's no reason why they couldn't maybe play two or three weeks of football and then won a hurling. Or I know it is hard then for clubs. We're in a lucky position. We don't really have many dual players, but you know, for the likes of Unions and Burton, I suppose even Cairn, McCool's and them, they all have dual players. It's probably hard if you're trying to play two championship games in a weekend. Yeah. I don't know what the answer to it is, but it definitely needs looked at. It's not good enough the way it is now.
Yeah. And for tonight, then, are you're champions? Yeah, so you going to enjoy the evening?
We'll go for a pint or two here now, Brent.
Fair play to you. Thanks for talking.
All right, sir.